I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
Rain?
Yes.
Do you like treasure?
No.
Good. More for me.
106.5, The End.
We have a dear Wake Up Call, and we need Wake Up Call listeners for this one. 916-766-1065. Or you can text us at 73389. Dear Wake Up Call, I agreed to host my good friend's bachelorette party, but now I'm refusing. The reason why is because I found out that she's not inviting me or any of our friends to her wedding because she wants to keep it small and just immediate family. That's fine, but I don't want to pay for a party now. Just because I agreed to do it before I found out I wasn't invited shouldn't mean that I'm still on the hook if I can't go, right? We need Wake Up Call listeners for this one. Get your input, 916-766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. What do you guys think of this?
I think this is a great question.
Now, I am somebody that had a wedding where I had no friends there. My only friend was officiating the wedding. And other than that, it was parents, grandparents, and siblings. And the reason for that was because once you invite one person, then suddenly you got to start inviting somebody else so that that person's feelings didn't get hurt. And there were still people whose feelings were hurt, even though, like there would be friends whose feelings were hurt, even though it was like, well, you're not unique. None of my friends are going.
Did you still have a bachelorette party?
I did not because I was pregnant.
Okay.
So that does, I mean, I understand how it is a complicated sort of thing, because would I have felt comfortable having a bachelorette party if my friends couldn't come to my wedding? I guess the argument could be made that, well, if you can't go to your friend's wedding, then you definitely want to go to their bachelorette party. Do you want to host it and pay for it?
Well, yeah. I mean, a bride does not pay for her own bachelorette party.
I'm saying, so do you want to?
Like, if you were the bride?
No, I'm saying if you're the friend.
Well, that's what this person's saying. So clearly, yeah. So she offered to throw a bachelorette party, and then she said, you know what? If I'm not invited to the wedding, then the bachelorette party shouldn't exist on my dime. And I kind of agree with that. I totally see her point. But at the same time, though,
What if the bride and groom decided this, like, after the fact, though? Like, the friend offers, and then they start crunching the numbers. I mean, obviously, people are out of work. They're working less hours right now. The money gets tight. Like, I understand both sides, but I also kind of think, like, if you love your friend, you wanted to host a bachelorette party for her initially.
But everybody who throws a bachelorette party so that you can woo, too. It's never just for one person.
That friend can still woo.
But you want to double dip the woo. You want to woo at the bachelor, and then you want to woo at the wedding. That's what you want to do.
Right.
Liz from Loomis, good morning.
Hi.
All right, what's your response to this dear wake-up call?
Honestly, I think this is super shady. Like, it should not matter if you're invited to the wedding or not. This is supposed to be about celebrating your friend, you know? not celebrating your friend so that you can go to this party, this wedding. Also, I think that maybe this person just offered to throw the bachelorette party so that she would be in the wedding. You know what I mean? Like, it was sort of like a tit-for-tat thing.
Okay, I can see that. Because generally, the person that throws the bachelorette party is, like, the maid of honor or something.
Exactly.
You know, and I was actually thinking back, like, I think all the bachelor parties that I've been to, I was involved with the wedding somehow. So I guess it kind of goes hand in hand. Like, if you're doing the bachelorette party, you're involved with the wedding somehow.
But she was trying to involve herself, which is nice. It's fine. But then you can't, like, it's kind of like giving somebody a gift to get a gift.
What I still don't understand is, going to somebody's wedding sometimes is like, oh, no. Like, it is just getting something in the mail that says, well, there goes my Saturday. There goes some money. It's going to be a pain in the ass. I need to get a babysitter. Like, it just goes on and on and on. And, like, it seems funny to me that there's even somebody out there who really wants to go to somebody's wedding.
It's also not like that if you're a single lady, going to a wedding is like you're on the prowl. Like, there are guys there. It's a thing.
Oh, I guess that's true.
You know, and I tried to do that a couple of weddings that I went to as the single guy. Like, oh, you know, I could actually, like, maybe meet someone here. This could be good.
Well, why didn't it work out?
Why didn't it work out? Great question, Gavin. I have no idea.
He's not very sociable.
Oh, that's true.
That's actually true.
I've actually never seen Rain flirt with somebody.
Me neither.
I'll bet it's kind of haunting.
I bet it's very strange. It's probably like if a dog smiles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.